College basketball season right around the corner, and always nice to catch up with Craig Robinson. Of course, Craig, the fine head coach in his fifth year at Oregon State. And if you take a look at the Beavers, Craig led the Beavers to their best season in more than two decades, in which they won 20 games for the first time since the 89-90 season, and they had a winning record for just the second time since that same season. Craig, when you took over that program, I remember we talked just after you had taken it over. What kind of program did you find, and what have you been able to do in the four previous years up to this point?
Well, Ron, when we got here, you know, it was the year after, the year prior, they went 0-18 in the conference, and things were, you know, the wheels had fallen off, and you know, we found ourselves in a position that was a lot tougher than we thought we'd be in when I took the job. But having said that, if it wasn't that bad, I probably wouldn't have gotten the job. And what we tried to do when we got in was change the culture. And I remember talking to you and telling you about our 5:30 in the morning practices in order to sort of do a little culture shock and get guys who wanted to be here and understanding what it would take to work. And you know, we just tried to stick with our plan and build it from the ground up rather than trying to sort of piecemeal it for a good year here and a good year there.
When you take a look at what you've accomplished to this point, are you pretty much on track? I mean, are you happy with the curve, the way it's gone?
Yeah, I am. We are kind of right on track what we thought, where we thought we'd be. Year four I thought would be more like a year three because we didn't get any scholarship players that first year we got here. We got here too late to get any. So this year will be like our first year five. We'll have 12 scholarship players. We're coming off of a very successful season, albeit not enough to make it into the NCAA tournament. But it was like you mentioned, it was a winning season. It was also a 21 win season. So we've got some confidence built in there. We've got some experience in winning and what you need to do to play well. We've got some experience now in going deeper into the Pac-12 tournament. So we're positioned with a little bit more experience now, and if we can be a little bit more deeper of being a significant player in this conference.
Craig, when you take a look at what you have accomplished, when you go into a recruit's house, what tool in your toolbox is the one that you think gets their attention the most?
Well, the first thing that gets their attention is the fact that we're in there being a Pac-12 school having an opportunity to come to a place, earn some playing time earlier than if you went to an established program. But the fact that we're a Pac-12 school is extremely intriguing to a lot of high school players these days, especially when you look at how many NBA players come out of this conference. And then secondly, I think what people are finding out about us is that our player development aspect of our players' development is really looked upon as a feather in our cap. I mean, you look at Jared Cunningham, who was not recruited highly and not considered a pro. He ends up being a first round draft pick. That's all due to, you know, the kinds of things we tried to help him develop, and a lot of it was his own hard work. You know, you've got a player like Ahmad Starks who's going to be a starter this season. You got Angus Brandt, who will be a professional player at some point. You've got Devon Collier and Eric Moreland, who will probably be professional players. I think people are starting to see this as a way to get to the next level. So between those things, I think that's what gets our recruits' attention.
You know, you mentioned Jared Cunningham, and I really thought that him getting drafted in the first round really gave a lot of credibility to what you said about teaching and that you're laying a good foundation. And I also, when I watched your club last year, I thought to myself, I had not really seen a team that it looked like players were pushing other players. In other words, you were starting to get a foundation and some depth. Was I correct in that observation?
Yeah, no, exactly right. Not to the extent that we really wanted it or needed it to be, but it was a lot better than the prior 3 years. And what we have now is we have guys at practice who are learning from the guys at practice and who are going after those guys in practice for playing time, and it just makes for a much more competitive team. And to top it off, Ron, these guys really enjoy playing with each other. I mean, anytime you get to be in the top 10 in scoring in the country and you're in the top 15 in assist, you can tell a team likes playing together.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting thing. I saw you were the highest scoring team in the Pac-12 last year. Did you adapt your offensive philosophy to the players you had, or did the players adapt to your philosophy?
Well, it was a little bit of both. We both kind of met in the middle. You know, we had been trying to get more athletic players as soon as we got here, and we wanted to play more up tempo. I liked the version of the Princeton offense that the Sacramento Kings ran when Coach Carrill was working with those guys. It was up tempo. And Eddie Jordan was one of the assistants there, and he's now an assistant at the Lakers, and they're starting to play that way as well. We wanted to be up-tempo, but we didn't want to lose our philosophy of sharing the basketball. So our players had to adapt to the way we played, and then I had to let go of the reins a little bit and let them get out and run when they had the opportunity. And what you saw was the result of that.
Fine head coach Craig Robinson with us, head coach at Oregon State. They'll open up their basketball season on the 9th. I see you guys played four games overseas and went 4-0. And I'm just wondering, tell me a little bit about the benefits of doing something like that during the course of the summer.
It was fantastic. You know, this was the first year that I've been able to do that with our team here at Oregon State, and it's the first time that we were allowed to take our freshmen. So we had three freshmen with us, and the biggest benefit was the fact that our guys got to play some games together with the new players who are going to be playing this year. That was the biggest thing. And then I thought, you know, as I told you, I thought our team chemistry was terrific last year with the amount of assist and the team play we had last year. I think it's going to be even better this year because of that trip. I mean, we got to do a lot of fun things together off the court that I think has brought this team closer together. So I think those two things, plus getting a chance to play against some grown men over there, that sort of awakened us because, you know, when we first went over there, we thought, you know, we were better than what we were. And I thought that, getting a little wake-up call from some grown men over there, that helps us a lot.
You know, just another observation on my part, I always think that those trips, especially for a team in which you may have some kids that have not had a chance to really see the world a little bit, kind of matures them. And so, therefore, that when you talk to them or the coaching staff talks to them, Craig, they may be, you know, a little bit willing to understand a little bit more because they've been exposed to something outside of what their normal comfort area is.
Ron, I completely agree with you. I thought our team took a giant step from a maturity standpoint, and I was extremely pleased on the way they handled themselves because I packed in a lot of cultural stuff over there, and I thought our guys went in with open minds, open hearts, and took everything in. And you're right. I think there is a level of trust now that we haven't had, both me trusting them and them trusting me, that you know you want to get to when you're a good team. And we took a very, very big step forward with that.
We only have 2 minutes left, but tell me a little bit about how you see this conference shaping up this year.
Oh, I think you have to take the two powers that everybody is kind of agreed on. Arizona and UCLA are both going to be very good. Arizona's going to have some young players, but those guys are really good players. I've saw them play in high school and AAU. Same with UCLA. If their two guys are eligible, they're going to be very hard to contend with. And then after that, you know, I like, even though Washington lost a couple of pros, I still like them a lot. I like Stanford a lot. I like Cal a lot. So, you know, USC had a lot of players on the sideline last year who were successful at other places. And if they can get their chemistry together, they're going to be a tough out as well. So, and then you've got Colorado, who's coming off of winning the Pac-12 tournament. They're returning a pretty decent backcourt, and Roberson's going to be a really good player at the next level at some point. So I think this league is shaping up to be a back to the tougher type of league that it's been in the past.
in about 20 seconds off the success of 21 wins last season. Are you seeing an energy on the campus and around the community for your basketball program?
Absolutely, absolutely, Ron. And it's also helped by the fact that the football team is doing really well this year. There's a lot of excitement in Corvallis about football and men's basketball. And so, you know, I haven't seen what our ticket sales are, but I expect them to be up this year, and the students are just going crazy already.
Craig, I want to thank you, my friend. I hope sometime when you come down here to take on Stanford and Cal in the Bay Area, we have a chance to hook up. So take care, have a good season, and we'll stay in touch.
Thanks for having me on, Ron.
Fine head coach at Oregon State University. Did a great job last season. The highest scoring team in the Pac-12 Conference, Oregon State. They went 21-15. Craig Robinson with us. We continue across the country and around the world with you on Sports Byline.